So we've now done almost 2 weeks of Slichas already. We feel like we got Slichas down pat. It's the same Seder for the week really before Rosh Hashanah. Then after Shmei Tshuva, we finally got down that down pat. And then all of a sudden, boom, comes Erev Yom Kippur, which seems to be the shortest Slichos. We're not sure why. Question is, number one, should it be the shortest? Should, say that three times fast. Should it be the shortest Slichos? And if it is the shortest Slichos, so why is it the shortest Slichos? So, yeah. Oh, so we're going to see. So the Ramah is the only one that comments, and the Shulchan Aruch does not comment. The Ramah in Taf Resh Daled has this cryptic comment, very uncharacteristic for the Ramah, in which he doesn't really elaborate. He says, Yesh, he says, Gam ein omrim kodem alos ha-shachar har beis lichos. He's talking about Erev Yom Kippur. He says, we don't say before alos ha-shachar a lot of slichos. V'yesh mekomos, there are some places, no hagen laharbos beslichos. Some people have specifically elongated and extensive slichos on Erev Yom Kippur. V'hakol lefi ha-minhag. Great three words which give us nothing. Hakol lefi haminug. Follow the minug, no explanation. Mishnah Berurah, that was the Ramah. Minug Ashkenaz. Mishnah Berurah, silence. Nothing. Mishnah Berurah says nothing on this topic. So what is going on here? What are these minhagim? What are they based upon? So the Nite Gavriel I saw, he quotes the Shiboi Aleket, who says, well, let I could explain the svara of not having any slichas at all. Having no slichas at all, the reason is because Erev Yom Kippur is? It's a yontif. It's a yontif. It's a yontif. It's like the mitzvah to eat. It's a yontif. We're so busy doing our mitzvah of eating. Therefore, there's no slichos whatsoever. The Nite Gavriel quotes some chassidish poskim, which say this way, some minhagim. He quotes all of them. I wasn't familiar with all the chassidism that he was quoting. But in different minhagim, he quotes different towns in Europe at this minhag not to do any slichos at all. However, our minhag, which is based on the levush, is that we're not ma'arichin. We don't have an extensive amount. We don't have a regular, normal amount of slichos. We just do a shorter amount, says the Aruch HaShulchan. And he says, we don't have this minhag of having a lot of slichos. Anachnu eino agin kein. Don't worry. We're not going to have a lot of slichos. But he says, rather we begin with l'cho Hashem atztaka, which is what I think we do, yeah? And we go until he says, shomea tefila, which is what we do. That's the little paragraph of l'cho Hashem atztaka. It's only a very short amount of l'cho Hashem atztaka. Instead of 2-3 pages, here it's 8 lines. Okay. Then he says, v'yachakach omrim shnei slichos. Instead of staying 5 or 6 pizmon, and what we've been doing during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, we only say 2 of them, upizmon, and we say a pizmon. We say, yirtzeh tzom amecha. Okay, that's what we say. Yirtzeh tzom amecha. That's right here. So we have 2 pizmonos, and yirtzeh tzom amecha. And then he says, Shema Koleinu vidoi pamachas. We say Shema Koleinu vidoi once, adarachamim vaslichos, velo yoser. That's it. So our slichos, at least this one, seems to follow pretty exactly to what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. Seemingly, this is based on the same svara, that it's a yontif. So why we say some slichos and not all? Beats me. I don't know. But because it's a yontif, I guess you still could have time to eat. If you just say it's a 7 minutes, a 10 minute, 12 minute slichos instead of 40 minute slichos. Okay, so whatever the yontif aspect, whatever the eating aspect that you got to do, you still can do. The trickier question is, which you may think now originally made the most sense, what is up with the minhagim that says you should be marbe b'slichas? Don't they know as well that Erev Yom Kippur is a yontif? So yeah, maybe I would have initially thought Erev Yom Kippur should have the longest slichas. We're almost at Yom Adin. Yeah, but now that we just explained Erev Yom Kippur is a yontif, which everyone seems to agree, so I understand no slichas, fine. I understand short slichas, fine. But what's up with the shita that you have a lot of slichas? No? Yeah. Oh, comes along the Vilna Gaon and says something very close to what you're saying. Vilna Gaon is a very cryptic comment. I didn't see that many posts can really talk about this question. But the Vilna Gaon says, you know what this machlokas of minhagim is based upon? do you have to eat a lot the night of Tess? So in other words, this year, Yom Kippur is Tuesday night. So all day Tuesday, you're supposed to be eating and having this yontif. What about Monday night? Is there a mitzvah to eat, same mitzvah that it is to eat Tuesday morning, to have a big supper Monday night? Yes or no?
But that's the deal you can make in the Ramah.
Yeah.
The Ramah is saying Kodem Alasa Shachar. The Kiddush is that it's Kodem Alasa, that even Kodem Alasa Shachar, that you shouldn't.
Exactly. And that's what the Vilna Gaon wants to say. That the Ramah, who says the people who say that there's a short amount of slichas, even Kodem Alos HaShachar, because you've been eating since Monday night. You sat down at your table and told your wife, no, please, selfie say please, feed me, yeah? And you just sit there and you've been giving food throughout the night. You've been eating. You have no time to go to slichas in the morning because you've been eating since Monday night nonstop, yeah? So maybe some of you do this every night, but okay, I don't do it every night. But Monday night, yeah, so you're eating. That's what the Ramah says. Even Tuesday morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, you don't have time to do slichas. That's that minhag. What about the other minhag? The other minhag that says you should have marbe b'slichas, because the whole minhag of eating only starts 7 a.m., 6:30, breakfast, Tuesday morning. So no, why can't you go to slichas at 4:30? 4:30 to 6:30 a.m., slichas Tuesday morning, right? Tuesday morning, and you'll be fine. Then you'll start your eating at 7 a.m. Tuesday morning and start your eating at daybreak and whatever it is, and you'll be fine. That, says the Vilna Gaon, is the machlokas minhagim. The problem, which I didn't see anyone speak this out, so stop me here if someone thinks I'm wrong or you hear something wrong. The Vilna Gaon says the main minhag, v'ha ikar, and he brings a proof from Rashi and Ksubas, the main thing is that there is no mitzvah to eat the night before, meaning Monday night. According to that, right, follow my logic here, according to that, wouldn't that mean that you should be marbe b'slichos Tuesday morning? Beats me. I don't know. I never saw anyone be Meir B'Slichas. But based on the Vilna Gaon, people who are real gronics really should be Meir B'Slichas, have a lot of Slichas from 4:30 to 6:30, then go home at a punk at exactly Alos HaShachar. You'll daven and then you'll go home and you'll eat. Finished. I don't know. The second reason, maybe because they hold the second reason. What's the second reason, other than the Vilna Gaon, for why you could say why there's a minhag specifically to have a long amount of Slichas Tuesday morning? Isn't it a mitzvah to eat? No. Answer is listen to this. I saw a beautiful pshat by Rav Avram Orbach. He says, I think he's the head Rav of Tveria, right? He was the Rav Rashi of Tveria, I think so. It's Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's son, I believe. He writes like this. He says, everyone knows the famous memory of the Gemara, that if you eat on the 9th, it's as if, no? You're fasted on the 9th. So the 9th day is a yontif, because you're supposed to eat, but it's a yontif which becomes like a fast day. So no marbe b'slichas on the 9th. You're going to be so busy eating. That eating is a fast eating. It's an eating of a fast, not quick, but it's a shame tainus. It's an eating which is accomplishing the same as a tainus, and therefore it would be proper if it's a tainus on the 9th day as well, have a lot of slichas, he says. Practically, you're not going to have so much time to eat. Okay, I don't know. But the point is that it's a tainus. If it's a tainus, that's it. Three more teeny ha'aras, and then we're done. So it comes along, I saw just a nafka mina about this. If you hold that you're supposed to have a lot of slichos, we had a halacha a few weeks ago, and Ovel is not supposed to come to the Beis Medrash for slichos, except for Erev Rosh Hashanah, because there's a lot of slichos. So Erev Yom Kippur, he shouldn't come to the Beis Medrash to hear slichos, unless you hold like the minhag that it should be a lot of slichos. Fine. Next halacha you may not want to hear. Close your ears for a second, yeah? Next halacha is, when does a father have to wake up his child for slichos? A regular service to make sure, but yeah, you don't really need to do it so much. Because it's a long, long slichos. But I saw, I brought down the Mekadish Yisrov of our finest, he quotes from the Chazan Ish, that the Chazan Ish was very makbid to wake him up for four specific slichas, maybe it's Hashanah, Yom Kippur, I don't know, and also Erev Rosh Hashanah, and specifically Erev Yom Kippur. And one of the reasons why you should wake them up Erev Yom Kippur, it's just a little easy slichas. So you should make sure you wake up your children for mitzvah chinuch, even if you're under bar mitzvah. You're over bar mitzvah, but even under bar mitzvah should be woken up for that. The third ha'ara is, I saw Avistei Chemed, who gives a completely different reason, in addition to everything we've said so far, of why you should have a short slichos. And we'll end with this. Why should you have a short slichos Tuesday morning? Because we're so busy with kaparas. Since we're so busy shvogging kaparas, therefore there's no time to do it Tuesday morning.
Don't tell me you leave your
I don't know. So anyway, we spoke about that a little bit on Shabbos. But anyway, so the point is, everyone should have a good Gebench jar, and we should learn the lesson is, I guess, that even if we're having a short Slichas, you shouldn't miss the point. The day of Tuesday is still an important day. You shouldn't, waste the day as well. Go ahead.